Don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoeconomy Quick Read. All right, guys, welcome to another Crypto Economy Quick Read in a half. We are hitting the last of the week of laps from Blockstream.com and from developer Nadav Ivgi. This one is titled, "The Lightning Jukebox Offers a Fun End to Our Week of Laps." And again, this is from the Blockstream blog, and let's jump into it. Over the last week, Blockstream has released a series of Lightning apps, or LAPs, built by independent developer Nadav Ivgi using Lightning Charge. They offer Lightning Network solutions for a number of important commerce problems, supporting vendors, creators, and programmers alike. Our final LAP for the week, the Lightning Jukebox, presents a lighter look at the Lightning Network. The Lightning Jukebox is a video jukebox that enables users to request songs or videos for a micropayment. It does so by linking YouTube videos to a Lightning Charge-powered payment system. The result is a simple proof of concept that demonstrates how an anachronistic device, like a jukebox, can be reimagined using cutting-edge technology. The Lightning Jukebox is a great example of how to write Lightning Charge LAPs. It contains just 128 lines of code, which demonstrates how to integrate with the Lightning Charge micropayment processing system. The Lightning Jukebox also shows how services can be monetized on the Lightning Network, a lesson that may be of interest to users of the pay-per-call and if-pay-TT LAPs. For e-commerce stores, WordPress blogs, and even video jukeboxes, the Lightning Network is the micropayment system of the future. So that'll do it. We have our full week of laps concluded. We started off with File Bazaar, which is a Lightning Charge implementation for digital files, photos, and documents. We got Lightning Publisher for WordPress, a plugin for micropayments for publishing. We have tipping with Lightning on the NanoTip LAP. We have Pay Per Call doing Lightning payments for API calls. The Nano POS for point-of-sale systems. Then we have IfPayTT bringing Lightning-powered services to the if-then-then-that framework. And finally, the Lightning Jukebox. This has been a really incredible 2 or 3 weeks for the Lightning Network. And all this stuff is coming to a head really fast. We've got the Eclair client, our implementation just hit mainnet beta. So we've now got LND in mainnet beta and the Eclair in mainnet beta. And no doubt we've got Lightning Charge and the C Lightning implementation from Blockstream is going to be hitting mainnet, should be pretty soon. All of these laps that they've got with it are definitely an indication that there is work being done very quickly. There was a post actually on Twitter. I think it was Kyle Torpe, or was it? Oh no, it was Alex Bosworth. Granted, I'm sure this was tweeted around like crazy, but it's just a collection of all the different Lightning GitHub pages and the number of contributors that they have. And movement is going quickly. The Elements Project Lightning has 3,500 commits with 65 contributors. Eclair has 1,180 commits with 17 contributors. The LND Lightning Daemon has 3,660 commits with 101 contributors. And then the Lit client, or node software, has 391 commits with 18 contributors. So when all of this fully hits mainnet, it is going to be huge. I think we're going to see so many businesses start rolling out implementations and tests of this stuff. Like I said, we've got two in beta right now, and that both of those happened within the last 2 weeks. It cleared just very recently. I think it was yesterday or the day before. So this is great stuff. I love all this work going around with Lightning Network. And I think my next quick read is actually going to be one about Lightning Network. And I think I've said before that I want to do the first official straight-up podcast episode about answering a lot of the FUD around the Lightning Network, because there are so many completely provably false claims going around with the Lightning Network. And Vin Armani just the other day repeated one, did a decent job of explaining how, like, kind of at a high level how Lightning worked, but then just completely smashed any logical assessment of it by talking about fractional reserve. And oh God, it just makes me cringe. So I wanted to hit that, and I'll probably be doing that within a week or two. But that will finally conclude the week of laps. I hope you guys are as excited about Lightning Network as I am. I just love, there's so much cool stuff coming, and it's such an interesting system, but I think it deserves a lot of continued attention in regards to explaining this to new people, because there's so much FUD out there, and Lightning Network was as hard for me to grasp and understand. It's as subtle of a system as Bitcoin first was when I first heard about it. It took a long, long time reading and digging for me to wrap my head around why Bitcoin actually worked. And honestly, it took just as long and was just as difficult for me to understand Lightning. But that's it for our crypto economy quick reads for today. Again, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at The Crypto Economy to stay up to date on these. And also, of course, subscribe to iTunes. Got another one coming at you tomorrow. Until then, take it easy, guys.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.